Septimus Winter was both the composer of the popular tune Listen to the Mockingbird, which we still sing today, and the arranger of these variations. He gained some notoriety during the Civil War. After he composed a song concerning the hapless General McClellan, Secretary of War Staunton was so enraged that he had Winter clapped in prison for treason. He only released him when the publisher agreed to destroy all copies of the sheet music. Music is a powerful medium. In his second inaugural address on the 4th of March, 1865, just a month before the end of the war and 1 month before his own death with the bullet of an assassin, Lincoln had this to say. Neither party expected for the war the magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Neither anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with or even before the conflict itself should cease. If any single song can be said to have expressed the emotions of Americans in the 1860s, it was Henry Tucker's When This Cruel War Is Over, inscribed on its title page, To Sorrowing Hearts at Home. Over 1 million copies of the sheet music were allegedly sold following its publication in 1863. Popular song had never been more intimately bound to the pulse of the people.